Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Creative Caravan Roadshow. I should say Happy New Year. This is our first show of 2016. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is getting things ready in your life for 2016. So, Wendy, are you still there with me?
I am here. Happy New Year to everyone as well. Yes, it's a great time of year to look ahead at your year and plan out how you want things to go. They say without a plan, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So it's a good time, and we're going to have some fun talking about that.
Right, yeah. And one of the ways that we've both planning, of course, there are all kinds of things. I make my marketing plan, you know, business plans, all kinds of things for the year. But one of the things I like to do every year is create a vision board. And people sometimes think that, oh, a vision board, that's just sort of, you know, woo-woo. That's not really something you really need to do. But you and I both know it's not that. It's a lot more than just wishful thinking.
That's for sure. Yeah, it is very effective. That's one thing I really like about a vision board, is that it's more effective than so many other things, that it's really worth doing.
Mm-hmm. What I like about it, too, is it's fun, and it's also easy to do, and it doesn't feel like you're working, and it doesn't put pressure on you. Sometimes if you're writing out your goals or doing other things like that, you kind of feel pressure. But with a vision board, it just sort of opens up your world and your subconscious mind to sort of bring those things to you in life that you're wanting to be, do, or have. And that's why I love a vision board, because I don't feel threatened. I don't feel any pressure. I just feel like, wow, this is my chance to let the world know what I want. So I can start bringing it to me.
Yeah, I like that too. And I think having a vision in itself is such an important thing, because if you don't have a vision, you kind of drift. And I find that when I don't have a clear vision of where I want to go, you can end up anywhere, and you might not like where you end up. So I think it's so important to start out to have goals, to be clear about what you really want, not just what you think you can have or what you think you can get or whatever, but you really what you want in your life and in your heart. To think about those things and create a vision for that. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, without a vision, the people perish, which means you die. You know, something in you kind of dies if you have no vision. And I think it's so important to plan your life. I mean, it doesn't have to be huge and, you know, structured or anything like that, but to know what it is that you want to do, to know where it is you want to go, to know what's important to you, what you value, and to put those things in a place where you can be reminded where about what is really important and what your vision for your life is.
Right, and I think it's important to let go of any kind of notion that maybe other people have tried to fill your head with, as far as you've got to make goals for things that you think you can achieve, not want necessarily. Because when you do a vision board, I think you want to be big. You want to create a big vision. Like you said, not for what you just think you need to have or whatever, but what you really want and what you want to be, do, and have, you know. And so you kind of think as big as you want to and just kind of figure out what it is you want. But I think that's the first step, is taking time to figure out what it is you want for your vision board. So I think that's one of the key steps today. Just write this down. Figure out what you want. Now, a lot of times you'll see things that say when you're creating a vision board, you're going to be cutting out pictures in magazines or getting photographs together, all kind of visuals that you can use on your board. And sometimes people say when you're putting together a vision board, just cut out whatever speaks to you. You know, anything that you find interesting or nice or whatever. I think that's kind of fun to do, but I usually do it a little bit more focused in terms of not just stuff that speaks to me, but I kind of set things up in terms of, you know, what is it I really want to have? And then with that thought in mind, I start looking for my pictures to kind of, you know, pull me in and let me know. So I guess maybe some people start out differently. They start looking for pictures, and the pictures help them figure out what they really want. Others, like me, kind of know what we want, and then we find the pictures that are going to help us visualize that. So, you know, different ways you can do it. So let's talk for a minute about how a vision board works. Like I said, you know, putting it together is fun to do, but I think you've got to figure out how a vision board works, because you don't want to do it with the thought that, this is just magic, I'm just wishing for all these things, and then I'm going to get all these things that I'm wishing for. So how do you think a vision board works, Wendy? Because you said you found it to be most effective.
Well, one of the things that I find really useful is that, especially if you're a visual person, that visual reminders really, they're just really effective. So you can, you know, if you don't have something visual to look at, it's easy to get kind of lost in the day-to-day busyness of life and almost lose your way and forget what it is that you're trying to accomplish. You can forget kind of what your purpose is in everything you do. And I find I have a vision board that I hang up in front of my desk. So, you know, you can get busy. I can get busy at working on, you know, the different things I do and writing and helping people write and, you know, websites and things like that and marketing and, you know, life is full of stuff. And so sometimes I just need to look up and go, okay, now I remember this is what I'm doing this for. This is my goal. You know, I want to travel to this place, so I'm working towards that. And I just want to share a little story that I think people might find helpful, and that is, for me, several years ago, I had a dream of living in France. And as a Canadian, you know, living in Western Canada, it's like nobody really plans to do something crazy like that. In fact, a lot of our friends thought it was crazy. It's like, what? You want a what? But it was a dream that I had. You know, in Canada, we learn French in school. And so there's a little bit of a connection there. But it was a dream of mine. And so what I did was I started collecting things about living in France. I got books. I got pictures. And I started seeing myself there. So I would see pictures of places I wanted to go, and I would see myself there. And imagine myself there and what a house would look like and those kind of things. And, you know, and then I started talking about it. And all of these things are so effective. And eventually, it took a couple of years till everything kind of fell into place and whatever. But my family and I, we had two children at the time. We moved to France, and we actually lived there and made the dream come true. But it wouldn't have happened without those steps toward it. So a vision board is a big part of that, and it really does work.
Mm-hmm. I think what a vision board does is, like you said, you have to kind of see yourself doing what it is you want to do, what it is you want to have. And I know that is true for me with every single thing. I've had some goals in my life as to things I have or things I wanted to do, and I never had them come true until right beforehand I could really see myself doing them or having them. And it's really funny. It's almost like something shifts in my brain, and all of a sudden I'm not just wanting this stuff anymore, but I'm thinking, yeah, that's it. I'm there. I'm doing this. And then bang, I've either got it or, you know, I'm doing it. And so the vision board helps move you closer to that. One other thing I think is, you know, you mentioned putting your vision board above your desk where you're working and having that constant reminder of what you're working for. Think about how much more fun and exciting that is. If, let's say, you wanted to go to France, you could have written on a piece of paper, I want to move to France. That's not very exciting. But if you've got all these pictures up of France and you're sitting there working, and then you look up and there you see some beautiful picture of France, then that's just much more motivating and gets your brain kind of working in different ways than just a sentence on a piece of paper. So I think that's really kind of cool to have have the pictures there. I think, though, the way a vision board works, though, is it's not magic, because it doesn't make these things happen or come to you necessarily, but what it does is it helps your subconscious click in and keeps you focused on the kind of things you're wanting to do, be, or have, and so you start taking those steps little by little to get what it is you want. And take your France move, for example, Wendy, you were probably doing little things along the way, and then all of a sudden everything clicked and you got to move to France. Whereas if you hadn't had that constant visual reminder, you could have gotten unfocused and just, you know, put it on the back burner and forgotten about it, and it would have just been one of those things where you said, yeah, I've always wanted to move to France, and you would have just lived your whole life not moving there and thinking, gosh, I wish I could have done that. And you would have thought it wasn't possible, but you now know it was possible because you kept it in your vision, in your consciousness, in your thoughts, and then therefore in your actions. So I think that's the power of a vision board and how it works.
Yeah, I call it feeding the dream, because mm-hmm. you have to keep it in front of your eyes. You have to keep feeding. Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. You have to keep feeding the dream. Otherwise, the dream will die. It's like if you have a pet and you never feed it, the poor thing's going to die. And it's the same with a dream. If you have a desire to do something, you have to keep feeding it in order for it to live. And when you start imagining it, you start feeding it in little ways and start going, well, I'm going to use my France experience again as an example, but what do I wear when I'm in France? What will our accommodation be? How will we get around? I made arrangements ahead of time to find a place to homeschool my children, because they were 7 and 12 at the time. And, you know, just started, I fed the dream with these things, but I kept that picture in front of my eyes that this is where we're going. I don't know how it's going to work out, but it's going to work out. And, you know, gradually things fell into place. And then, you know, after, in the years since we've been living back in Canada now, I've used that same system for other things. Like several years ago, I wanted to go on a cruise. And I just, you know, it was kind of one of those, someday I want to do this. And then one year I said, no, this year we're going to do this. My husband and I are going to do it this year. I don't know how, you know, we'll get the money. I don't know where we're going to go. I don't know which cruise or whatever. But this year we're going to do it. And once I made the decision, and then I started feeding the dream. And I, you know, got the pictures. I got the brochures. I put things up. It's like, okay, then we started narrowing it down. What's a good time? Can he get the holidays from work? Can we, you know, what ship do we want to go on? What itinerary do we want to go on? And, you know, those kind of things. But it was that constant feeding of the dream, and it just made it happen, because everything, it's like everything around you conspires to help it come true once you've made the decision and you've got your goal in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that first thing, like we just said, you've got to know what it is that you want. And then that gives you this chance to, okay, I want to go on a cruise. So you can put all kind of pictures up on your board of cruise ships or places that the cruise ship will dock, all those kind of things. And then you can just start feeding that dream, like you said. I think it's important, too, for people to think. Sometimes I think when you mention the word dream, anytime anybody says the word dream, people automatically think a dream is something that's unattainable. That's why it's a dream. And so, you know, I really kind of am hesitant to mention the word dream sometimes to people, because I don't want things to be dreams. I want them to be your reality, to be your life, to be what you have happen. So that's what I like about creating a vision board and just saying, what is it I want? I'm going to put it up here where I can see it, and I can start sort of living my vision just by looking at it over and over. I think one of the most important things about creating a vision board, and this is true for even goals that you might write down. Maybe you don't make a whole vision board, but even if you just write down your goals, I think the most important thing about it, creating your vision board or your goals, is that you put it in a place where you can see it every day. And I know this is just the most powerful thing, because years ago I wanted to move to the beach. and I created my vision board for the year, and I had all these beach pictures on it and little affirmations that said things like, my life is a beach, I love my life at the beach, I love living at the beach, I love walking on the beach every morning, I love collecting seashells every day, just all these little things. And then I put my my vision board on a bookcase at the across from the foot of my bed. So every morning when I woke up, first thing I saw was that vision board and me living at the beach. The last thing every night that I saw when I went to bed was that vision board with me living at the beach. And just seeing that over and over and over again, day after day after day, it just put it in my mind. And not only did it put it in my mind more subconsciously, but it made me start doing other little things that started bringing my vision to life. I started listening to sounds, to tape recordings of the beach, the sound of the waves and the gulls and that kind of stuff, and just listening and imagining myself on the beach. And it was so cool because it was all of a sudden it was just everything came into place, just like you said with your France trip. And pretty soon I woke up one morning and I was living at the beach. So it is powerful because people will tell you, oh, you just dream of doing this. You just dream of going to France and living, or you just dream of living on the beach. But, you know, that can't happen. You don't have enough money for that, or your husband can't leave his job, or blah, blah, blah. People will give you a million reasons why you can't do what it is you really want to do. But if you just put it in your vision board and you see yourself doing it day after day after day, and you even do other things where you're just living it, then it happens. I remember, too, this was kind of fun, when I was putting my vision board up for the beach, another thing I did was we had a little place where you could go for, it was like a little day spa thing, where they did these little massages, but they weren't where you had a person who was giving you the massage. It was just in a little jade thing. You rested on these jade boards. And they put you in these little cabanas, they called them, and they put a fan on you and put earphones on you and a little face mask and gave you little drinks with little umbrellas, little beach umbrellas and stuff. So I could lie there and listen to the sound of the waves on the headphones and have the little sand blowing across me as I was getting this massage, thinking I was lying in the sand on the beach. And that just made me really feel like I was already living at the beach. And then pretty soon I was. So it's really kind of cool, the things that come into play once you get your vision board up.
I think that's really fun. What a great idea. I think also you make an important distinction between a dream and a vision. Because a dream, mm-hmm. we tend to think a dream is dreamy, you know, and people even talk about dreamers as a negative thing. Oh, she's yes. just a dreamer, you know. But a vision mm-hmm. is something you can visualize. So if you yes. create, you might start with a dream or a wish, you know, I wish I could do that. But if you decide mm-hmm. to visualize it, it becomes a vision. So for you, for the beach, you started to visualize yourself at the beach. And I visualized myself in France and walking on cobblestones and speaking French to people and buying baguettes in little bakeries and things like that. And when you start visualizing it, you could call it a daydream. But if you just close your eyes and visualize, then it becomes a vision. And, you know, people have found, like for athletes, they've done studies and discovered that if an athlete visualizes themselves going through the motions of what they're trying to achieve, they do far better than if they just practice and practice. I mean, it's not like they mm-hmm. don't practice, but they've done, I just read this study a couple of days ago where they had, I think it was basketball players doing free throws. They all practiced the same amount, but half of them spent time before the game or before the practice visualizing themselves 100% hitting that basket in their free throws, and they did so much better than the ones who didn't visualize it. There's something mm-hmm. bigger going on about visualizing and having a vision and seeing yourself and feeling the breeze on your face and the sand in your toes and, you know, those kind of things. If you visualize yourself in the situation that you want to be in, it's really powerful.
It kind of goes along with the law of attraction for anyone who follows that, the teachings of that, where you're no longer wanting something, because if you're wishing for something, you're feeling like you don't have it. So usually all you do is you feel bad. You think, oh, I wish I had this. I would love to live at the beach. But, and then you start telling yourself that, oh, I'll probably never be able to do it, or I don't know how I'll ever get there. You just get all these negative thoughts and all this negative energy coming in. But if you create a vision board and you start focusing on those pictures and what they, what things look like, and then you kind of add to it by maybe listening to some music or doing some other things. I mean, you could have even made French food there at home, Wendy, and started eating it, or go to your local bakery and get some baguettes and eat them and pretend that you're eating them in France. There are all these kinds of things you can do that make you start feeling as if you're already living your vision, and it's then when you start feeling that you're living the vision that pretty soon you really are, because everything just kind of goes into place and, you know, falls into place and helps you do that. So it's really kind of
fun. The interesting thing too is that you don't even have to know how it's going to happen. You can you know, decide what you want and put up your vision board and start envisioning that thing in your life, whatever it is. But you don't need to know, you don't need to have a plan to start with. You don't need to know how it's going to happen. And sometimes it seems like it's impossible for it to happen. You know, there were times when I thought, and people would tell me, oh, it's impossible for you to move to France. And I thought, no, it's, I don't think it's impossible, but I don't know how it's going to happen. And so, you know, I did take steps and started, you know, I wrote letters to people where we could find work and, you know, one thing and another. And, you know, I didn't know what my husband was going to do about his job. And eventually he decided he would quit the job. And then we found out after we left that the company closed down like 2 weeks after we left. So the timing was kind of out of our hands almost. But we, he got the most out of the job. Well, he was able to get it, but we didn't know how things were going to happen. We just decided that they were going to happen, and that's very powerful in itself, because you just allow things to come into your life. You allow, I believe that God has a big part in that. So, for me, I believe God is going to bring things into my life because He gives me the dream. So of course he wants me to have it, but he's not going to drop it on my head like a rock. You know, I have to actually go after it and, you know, prove that I'm serious about it. And then, you know, all those things start to work together for the accomplishment of that thing that I've got in my heart to do. And so you don't have to start with a plan, so don't let that stop you from having the dream. I've talked to people who've said, well, yeah, I'd really like to do this, or this is my wish, but yeah, it'll never happen, or that'll never happen for me because I can't figure out how. Well, it's not your job to figure out how. It's your job to decide what. The how does show up.
Right. And I think you bring up a good point. You know, when you put up a vision board and it's something big on your board, the bigger it is, usually the more often you're going to have people who tell you you can't do it or have it. So when you do a vision board, I always advise people, you know, put it where you can see it every day. But if you've got a lot of people coming through your house, put it away during the day, maybe when you're, you know, going to have company or something, because you don't want people telling you you can't get the things on your vision board. That just feeds that negative energy again. And so you want to avoid that if at all possible. Because, like I said, some people will say, oh, a vision board's just woo-woo. That's nothing but wishing for stuff, and wishing won't make it so. We've all heard that little saying before. So just be careful who the people are that you tell about your vision board. Because even well-meaning family members, I think, sometimes will discourage us from going after our dreams because they don't want us to be disappointed, and they don't realize how powerful we all are and how we can get the things we want when we're willing to have these visions and then let, like you said, the how show up. We just have to know what it is we want. I want to remind everyone, too, if you've been thinking of creating a vision board, we have a new program over at Create a Caravan Club, and it's called How to Create a Vision Board to Attract the Things You Want in Life. And Wendy, you want to tell us how we can get to that?
Yeah, I'd love to. It's very easy, too. You just go to creativecaravanclub.com, and one of the tabs at the top says online store. Sorry, online courses. Online courses. Yeah, I just recently changed the website a little bit. It's online courses, so we've got a couple of things in there, but that's where you'll find the new program about creating a vision board, and you can read a little bit about it there and have a look at it. And then there's a link at the bottom of the page that you can just click on, and that takes you directly to the sign-up area, and, you know, you do the payment and everything, and then you're just right in the course. And Suzanne set up the course so it's beautiful and simple and step-by-step, and you can work your way through it. And the cost for the course is only $7. So that, I mean, as far as an investment goes for your life, there's hardly any bigger payoff that you can get. $7 invested in changing your year and making those dreams and visions come true by having a system and a sort of a do this, do this, do this, then do this, and you'll have it done. Some really great ideas in the program, and maybe you want to just add a little bit about the program itself.
Yeah, I give a lot of different tips in there because the vision board can encompass different areas of your life, or you can create different vision boards for those different areas of your life. And it also tells you about updating your site, your vision board, what kind of materials to use. I've got my own favorite types of materials I use to create my vision board, and I've got those listed in the course. Also, things about, you know, how you can use bulletin boards sometimes for vision boards when you want to maybe do that. Like I said, things you can do to get the best results from your vision board. Just all kinds of stuff in this little course. I think they're about, 12 modules plus an introduction. So it makes it easy to follow along, like Wendy said, and create your own vision board. I think the most important thing, though, is you buy a course like this, it motivates you to get it done. You know, I can't tell you how many people I've had in the Working Writers Club. That's a club for writers, and every year in January, our challenge for the month is to create a vision board. And I can't tell you the number of people who say, oh, yeah, I've been wanting to create a vision board. I'm going to do that. And they don't do it. They just put it off.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you
do
the course like this, then you just go through the course, and then you get your materials, you get your vision board created. And then if you're in the Working Writers Club, you can share your vision board. You don't have to share the board exactly with everyone if you don't want us to see your pictures, because that is kind of private. But you might want to tell people, yes, I got my vision board finished. And what I like to do with our club members is when everyone does their vision board in January, then the following December we go back and we say, okay, now everybody go back. You should have been looking at your vision board daily all this year and update. And now let us know what happened. And it's astounding sometimes when people go back and they start, you know, they've looked at the vision board, but maybe they haven't updated it or really put too much effort into it, but they've been looking at it, and then they see, yeah, look at this. This happened to me that was on my vision board. I got this that was on my vision board. I did this that I said I wanted to do on my vision board. So it's really, you know, powerful and fun. So I would encourage you, if you've just decided, yes, I want to do a vision board, but you've said this before and you've never gotten it done in January, just go to creativecaravanclub.com, click on that online courses, and a little pull-down bar comes, and then it says create a vision board, get that little course, and get started. So you know, you kind of hold your future in your hands in a way of deciding what is it you really want, and then you put your vision board up, and you're really going to be surprised how things start clicking into place. You start doing things that maybe you wouldn't have done if you hadn't had a clear vision of what you wanted. And then by the end of the year, you're going to have a lot of those things in your, manifested in your life that you had on your vision board. So we are almost out of time, Wendy. Anything we need to tell people before we finish off the show today?
My points would just be get the vision in your mind, get it on a vision board, and make it happen.
Yeah, great. Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Thanks, everybody, for being with us today. We hope you will create your vision board. Maybe we can come back here next December and let people just tell us, you know, what has happened in 2016 as a result of their vision board. So take care, and we will see you on our next, or you'll hear us on our next episode of Creative Caravan Roadshow. Bye for now. Bye, Wendy.
Bye for now. Bye.